back to His Time. It is Thursday, June 12th, 7:32 Central Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me in studio this morning, our regular Thursday morning guest, Jane Wilkie. How are you this morning?
I'm just fine, shaking my head here because Thursday, June 12th, where does the time go? It is absolutely amazing.
I don't know where
the time goes.
Where the 1st through the 11th went.
And because when you get to the 12th, you start thinking the 15th. And then by the time you get to the 15th, you keep thinking the end of June. But you know, that is not what I came prepared to talk about today. But that is just a... it is just what happens, isn't it? Time, we're always thinking ahead to the next thing. And we don't often take time to treasure the moment. So may we all treasure today. And thank you very much. I'll be on my way. No. But actually, the funny thing is what I'm talking about is 3 days from now. Looking ahead, as a matter of fact, to Father's Day. I know I come in on Thursdays, and so I always like to say Happy Mother's Day before Mother's Day, and I would be remiss then if I did not say Happy Father's Day to all of the listeners out there who are fathers, who are grandfathers, who are fathers to other people and their leadership and their mentoring. Happy Father's Day to you, Andy.
Thank you.
You and Oscar. I hope you have a great day.
Thanks. We're looking forward to it.
And actually, Happy Father's Day to, and I really want to give a shout out to all the fathers and grandfathers that would be residents and clients of Lutheran Senior Services. And the reason I wanted to do that is because, you know, there are a whole lot more women in our senior living communities than men. And so I thought, thinking about today, I grabbed our facts at a glance. And I wonder, Andy, if you could guess what the gender breakdown is among our residents. Now, these would be our residents that are living in our continuing care retirement communities all around, you know, from central Missouri to central Illinois through St. Louis. What do you think in percentage-wise? How many are men?
Men, I would say, about 34%.
Go down. 27% men. And 73% women. So I guess if you are a widow, you have good odds. If you're a widow, the other way. If you're a widower that were to move into one of our senior living communities, you have even better odds. But I thought that was something that just really strikes me each time. A lot of our folks that move in are couples, they've already made that decision to move in, and they've made that plan for their future, should especially if the care for one or the other does decline. They've got that advanced level of care or licensed levels of care right there. You don't have to drive to anywhere else. You just need to get off the elevator and walk down the hall. But many are also widows and widowers. And so thought that I could give a shout out to them and give you a couple more facts at a glance. We're called Lutheran Senior Services. We do welcome all faiths and beliefs. Any guess on how many of our residents in our continuing care retirement communities are Lutheran?
52%.
Ooh, no. 23%.
23.
So our name is Lutheran Senior Services because, of course, we are rooted in the Lutheran heritage and tradition, 1858, when Reverend Johann Binger came and founded the first Protestant hospital west of the Mississippi. And it actually became Lutheran Hospital, and it's through Lutheran Hospital and its sale that Lutheran Senior Services and Lutheran Foundation of St. Louis came out of that. So we are rooted in that Lutheran heritage, and we have spiritual care as is at the core of all that we do. So if you look at our logo, we've got the cross at the center, surrounded by hearts forming a tree, so that we are centered in the cross, and it is through the compassion that we continue to grow. But it's a misnomer to have that in our name because people think we are only for Lutherans. So no, it is not. We are not just for Lutherans. 23% Lutheran, 19% Catholic, and 58% of other faith traditions and beliefs. So How many people in all do we estimate that Lutheran Senior Services served in 2013?
How many people in all?
That would be through our in-home services and our living in our communities. Do you not even want to take a guess?
Wait a minute. I'm the person who asks the questions here.
No. This becomes your quiz today. I won't even make you guess. 5,110.
Oh, wow.
Now, that would be in our in-home services.
Mm-hmm.
And we have close to probably 9,000 when you consider our residents that live in our communities. And one more. How many meals did Lutheran Senior Services serve in 2013?
I don't know. It seems like every time you get together for a special event, there's a meal served too.
Very true. Very true. This number actually does boggle my mind. 2,526,107 meals. Not 8, not 9, not 6, not 106, not 108, but 107. 2,526,107 meals served in some way, shape, or form through Lutheran Senior Services. 2,700, almost 2,800 employees. So it is truly a system that's true. I guess one of the things that strikes me, though, is that even though we are a large system that is big enough to be effective, we are also small enough to be personal.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at that whole big picture and you look at that number of 9,000 people that we're serving. But if you are in our hospice program, you get that personal attention. If you are a client of a private duty or a home health nurse, they are that one person, one-on-one, caring for you. If you are in one of our senior living communities, it is a community in and of itself. It's a large extended family.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we often hear in our affordable housing, which is our low-income housing, that in many cases, it is the safest place that many of our folks have ever had the opportunity to live. And they thrive and flourish because they have that opportunity to be with other people and not live isolated in their own homes. So big enough to be effective, but small enough to be personal. And I think that is because we really are rooted in a Christian mission. So 23% of those, 27% of those living in one of our communities, fathers. So happy Father's Day to them. Now, just a quick note and thought. It would be remiss in not leaving a devotional thought that actually appropriate to Father's Day is about God, our Father.
Mm-hmm.
And I do know that there are many who are listening today, be they listening live on the radio or here in St. Louis or around the world. Not everyone has had the model of an earthly father that was a positive one.
Mm-hmm.
So we all hold our own visual of a father based on our earthly fathers. That was always something as I was a teacher that was very important to me to help the children realize and learn that there was a heavenly father that created our world, yet loved them as an individual that he had also created. And to help them understand, well, couldn't really help them understand, they're far too young for it, but to teach them that model of a heavenly father that was always loving, that though in loving us, did send his son Jesus because he was also a just father. But his love was so unconditional, and that's something that was just so unusual. My particular father, I hold very dear in my heart in all the memories. One of my best memories is that when I used to pretend to fall asleep in the back seat of the car so that my dad would pick me up and carry me in. I loved that feeling of having his arms around me. And as I grew older, I realized that I craved that because my father was a farmer. And so he's out in the field and milking those cows and taking care of things. So his time spent with us was in some ways minimal, but also maximal because we were on a farm. So if he wasn't like in an office far away. So it was something that was just very special to me that one moment that he would pick me up in his arms and carry me. But for me now as an adult, an aging adult, I realize that God, my Heavenly Father, has carried me so many more times than my earthly father did. And I want to close with the words that Jeremiah shared in the letter to the exiles that said, "Your God, your Father, has not forgotten about you. He loves you and he has a plan for you." Kind of reminds me of that old show that many of our listeners may remember and some of you may only have heard about called Father Knows Best. Mm-hmm. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile." So our Father does know best. Our Heavenly Father loves us, sent His Son to be our Savior. What a wonderful thought to carry into Father's Day.
Absolutely. Amen.
So, well,
thank you, Jane.
You're welcome. Do you have any plans for Father's Day?
It depends on the weather.
Oh, okay. Outdoors, travel, just spending time.
Probably not much traveling, but perhaps we'll get to get outside maybe for a picnic or take a walk.
That would be nice. Yeah. That would be nice.
Yeah.
Well, I pray that every moment of your Father's Day is blessed, as well as all the other fathers.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks. God's blessings to you and all that you all are doing at Lutheran Senior Services. We'll check in next week.
We will. See you then.
All right. Thank you. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll check in with Kristen Neusel from the St. Louis District Dairy Council right here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.